Tuesday afternoon visit with John Agnew of the Bryan Police Department. I'm still rolling through my mind when we visited yesterday after that crash you reported about that you drove by and saw the remains of that Jeep Cherokee and how seatbelt saved that driver from life-threatening injuries or worse.
Right, yeah, that was a pretty violent accident. It came in about 11:30 yesterday. We were dispatched to what appeared to be a one-car rollover on Highway 6 southbound, just south of 21. And you know, later through the investigation, we found out it was actually a two-car accident where a car had entered the freeway and didn't see someone in their blind spot and moved over. And unbeknownst to that person, caused that car to veer off the roadway and wreck. So, you know, you look, vehicle rolled, officer estimated three to four times, and then they had to cut the roof off it to get the driver out of there and to get away with only scratches and cuts and bruises from the glass and debris. That'll show you a seatbelt will work for you.
And there are so many on-ramps and off-ramps on this particular freeway, and so many that are so close together, you really have to be at the top of your game.
Yeah, and we live in a city, so it's not like a rural area. I mean, we have a lot of, like you said, ramps, on-ramps, and, you know, just rush hour coming over here right now in rush hour, it can be pretty hectic. You have to really plan your decisions ahead of time, and that's what I wanted to talk to y'all about today. If you could sum up merging onto a freeway in one word, what word would it be? And everyone has a different word. I'm going to tell you what my word is. My word is cooperation. Some other people have said courtesy, because that's what it takes for all of it to move freely and safely down the freeway, even all this traffic. If you're on the highway and you see someone about to get on, you need to move over if you can. Move over to the inside lane and give them that space, because we all have to get on there and we're all moving at great speeds. If you can't move over, you should adjust your speed to allow them to get over, because we know they're coming on the freeway to get on the freeway.
And that's typically slowing down, let the person in front of you, as opposed to accelerating and let them behind you.
Right, and you have to make that decision when you're there. I mean, if you're passing them already, that's fine. I mean, just courtesy, you know, in cooperation is really what's going to make it work on there. If you're trying to get on the highway, first thing you need to do is you need to limit the distractions in your vehicle. Put the cell phone down briefly so you can look to anticipate where you're going to get on the roadway there. You need to match the speed of the highway. Don't, you know, try to get the outside lane and merge in and then accelerate from 40 to 70. That ramp is there for you to accelerate. So try to get up to speed once you've anticipated that opening you see up ahead. And don't forget, use that turn signal. It is the law. Now, here's the main thing I want you to do, or at least remember, if you get anything out of this, what I'm talking about today, is turn your head. Physically turn your head and look at those blind spots. These cars aren't like they were 30 years ago. They have all kinds of different designs and shapes, and the rear windows are tinted really dark. You know, 30 years ago, we didn't have those things. It was much easier to see. So turn your head, check those blind spots. Don't rely on your mirrors or your warning devices on the vehicle. Use your eyes to make sure it's clear, and then gradually move over. Don't be abrupt about it. Just gradually move over, and if everyone can do it with cooperation and courtesy, then we're going to limit those accidents that have to do with on-ramps. But I think really the biggest thing here besides courtesy is just those blind spots.
Yeah, and some on-ramps are easier than others to navigate because sometimes that ramp continues until the next exit, but there are a few you've got to get on, or else you're on the shoulder.
That's right. Yeah, like here, we usually, there's a lot of space. Even if you can't, so let's say you miss your spot, you can always exit right back off and try again at the next one. But some places are not like that. Some places dump you right on immediately, and that's where courteous and cooperation come in, because that means, hey, I see you're coming. I'm going to move over and give you that space. And I see it every day. I see people do some really courteous things out there. And I also see some people do some uncourteous things. But I see it out there. So people are educated. They know. It's just about, you know, we're all trying to move together on this roadway. And something to understand when it comes to road rage and things like that, Bill, is just remember that could be your neighbor in the car next to you. That could be your grandma. I mean, they're all having rough days, and some people are having great days. So if we can all just understand that when we're moving down the road, that will really help us all to move safely.
I want to go on one little tangent when you started talking about physically turn your head. Mm-hmm. This morning, going would be northbound on Texas and made a right turn on Villa Maria going to the east, and you have that little lane, but I had to stop and yield, and boy, I've never had to turn my whole upper body around to make sure there's nobody behind, and I know there are three or four cars behind me, but it's kind of the same principle. You don't want to make somebody's good day a lousy one, or a lousy day even worse.
Right. And it happened to me today. I was coming into work, and I went to change lanes, and I thought it was empty. The mirror said it was clear. I put my blinker on, and I turned my head, and there was a car right smack there, and I was like, whoop, that's not going to be good. So you got to do it, so. Anyway, that was my safety tip for the day in reference to that accident yesterday.
Okay, another minute or so. What else is going on?
Well, this Saturday, if you're looking for something to do, I know what I'm doing. I'm going to be playing softball over at the Veterans Park in College Station because they have our Bob Wyatt Crosstown Lockdown Softball Tournament. And I like that. It's a big name in it. Crosstown Lockdown is because it's law enforcement and we're from across the town, because the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, University Police Department, Juvenile Probations, College Station Police Department, County Attorney's Office, and the Bryan Police Department, we're all going to have this co-ed softball team that involves family members, law enforcement. This is a big fundraiser for the Sexual Assault Resource Center, also known as SARC, S-A-R-C, and it starts at 9 a.m. It's free to the public, but we're going to have a home run derby out there also going on, raffle tickets, T-shirts, and concessions going on. So it's a great family event to come out. It should be entertaining because I don't play a lot of softball, I'll admit it. But it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it.
When do games begin?
9 a.m. And there's six teams as of now. And so we're going to play at least two games each. And so we'll just bracket down to see who's the top dog when it comes to the Crosstown Lockdown Tournament, right? So anyway, something fun to do for the family Saturday morning, 9 a.m. at Veterans Park off University Drive and Harvey, right in between there. So,
very good. Anything else?
Don't forget Citizens Police Academy. Last week to sign up for it. The easiest way to do it is BrianTXPolice.com. Boy, I stuttered there for a second. BrianTXPolice.com, and that'll get you right on our homepage and get you signed up for the Citizens Police Academy.
All righty. John Agnew with the Bryan Police Department with us, as he is on Tuesdays here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.